And now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Pride. Shout Out.
He's Andy, Thomas, I'm Natalie, and with Pride coming this Saturday, today on the show we're catching up on some of the events that have already happened.
Yes, we'll be catching up on the film festival, plus we'll be seeing who got wet at the dog show. All coming today in the next hour, right here on Shout Out. One and all. Hello, John.
Hi. Hello, Andy.
Hello, Natalie. How are we all?
Have you
rainbowed up yet? Ready for Pride?
Not yet, no.
No? No? Oh. You're not even on Facebook, are you rainbowed?
I didn't know. Sorry.
You didn't? No. John?
No, I wasn't rainbowed for Facebook. Like, I haven't been on Facebook for, like, ages.
Oh, is it not the in thing at the moment,
no,
Facebook?
No, well, I just, like, check my notifications and, like, respond to messages, to be honest.
Oh, right.
I don't really go on Facebook. I haven't uploaded a new selfie or, like, updated my pictures. It's all about Twitter and Tumblr nowadays.
Okay. I'm obviously not down with it at the moment.
Behind the times, Andy.
Well, that kind of backfired, didn't it? You were supposed to all go, yay, we can't wait for Pride. It's going to be brilliant. So.
It's going to be brilliant.
So 2 days. Yeah. 2 days.
I'm just pacing myself, ready for the overexcitement.
I bet I am ahead of you on one thing. I've now got my day supporter wristband.
I've got a VIP one.
Oh, you've got a VIP one, haven't you? So, have you got one?
I need to go and get my day and night one.
Oh, you do the night as well, aren't you?
I'm not sure. Like, I might be too tired, so it's like, do I want to do the night with... because like I'll be there the whole day, so it's like, do you want rest? But then again, Pride only comes once a year.
And you're only 18, mate.
And I'm only 18, so I don't want to get caught up in anything too wild.
Those of us in our 30s, it's a little bit too much to broadcast all day.
He's 18 and he doesn't want to get caught up in anything too wild.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a fun party. It's well worth going to.
Yeah, okay.
And if you don't want to do the huge one at the O2, you can always go somewhere like the Queen Shilling, because that's free if you've got wristband as well.
Okay.
So, well worth doing. So, if you are after wristbands, there is the pop-up shop now in the top of Cabot Circus. It's up near one of the coffee shops in the middle. And we popped up there, saw Freddie the other day. And I know Darren's been there quite a lot. It's only a fiver.
£6 if you want a really nice fabric one that you can keep after the event, and it looks really nice.
Oh, I didn't know they were doing those.
I
just got a normal one.
No.
Oh, I missed out there, didn't I?
You need to, like, commemorate the event to keep it on your, like, wall.
Well, the good thing is, if you get it before, if you're on the inner zone of first buses, it's free travel, and you can even, as long as you've got a wristband, they don't accept the tickets. If you've got your wristband and you stick it on Saturday, you can get to and from Pride for free. Now, it's £4.20, I think, for a day rider.
Yeah.
So that means, you know, it's cost you 80p to get your... get your day supporter thing, and then you get cheap drinks and food from the
people out there. Yeah, there's some really good places there.
So it's really worth doing. I've seen the photo of us all, because me and Carl, my other half, and a few others went down for the bus photo. It's ever so funny, because we literally got there. It was a lovely sunny day, and at our bus 12, when they went to take the photo, it pissed it down right. So, but it's out, and it looks good. I mean, it's got the rainbow flag in there, and it was cool. So,
and I think it's going to be really, really busy this year.
Yeah, you know what they say, you can't have rainbows without rain.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, very true. And the weather forecast is looking good, actually. It's going to be between 18 and 21 degrees. Sunny spells, so it'll kind of be like sunny and cloudy. So there's no rain forecast at
the moment. Okay, no rain. Good.
Not at the moment.
I don't have to break out my wellies.
No.
Don't forget to take a water bottle.
Yes, or you can buy one on site that refill, I believe.
Yeah.
It's all about being green this year. There's no generators or anything, is there? So.
I was reading that they've got sort of water bowsers, tanks or something, like refilling stations for your water bottles.
Yeah, in the youth area, actually, we like have a cycle pedal generator, which is really cool. So, like, since they're not allowing any generators on site nowadays for, like, this year because of the Green Capital thing, we have cycle pedal generators.
Oh, in the youth bits.
Yeah, yes. The youth bits.
So, well, I'll tell you what, hang on, let me start this and then we'll talk about youth bit. So, Out Shout this week with John, our wonderful youth correspondent.
Hi, everyone.
We must be talking about some stuff to do with Pride. Then tell us about this generating thing that's going on.
Okay, well, for the young people stage, like, since there's no generators allowed, we have a cycle power generator.
That is so cool.
So, yeah, pretty much, if people want to use the sound system there, they have to cycle to get power.
Well, you're going to have to come along to see that. So, yeah. Does that mean that some of you have to cycle while some of you are partying? Or?
Yeah, pretty much. It's give and take.
That's a really good idea. So are you going to do the cycling or are you just going to boogie and let someone else
I'm just going to boogie, to be honest. Like, people will find a way to party, like... Yeah.
Cool. And of course, I mean, there is lots of stuff that's already happened with Pride. We're going to cover some more of it on the show.
Yeah.
But of course, your favourite, I think, is Film Festival, isn't it?
Yeah, actually. I've been to so many films during the Film Festival. Well, I say so many, but I've pretty much only been to two.
What have you liked? Which ones have you been to?
Ooh, I've watched In Deterred, which was the first one of the Film Festival, which is about this roller derby.
Oh, yeah.
Roller derby?
Yeah.
You know, roller derby. It's like a sport where people run around and roller skate. And they try and avoid being caught. And it was actually a really touching story about a little transgender girl. And oh my gosh.
Oh.
It was like so touching. Like it made me cry.
You'd recommend it, would you?
Yeah, I would recommend it.
Cool. Are you going to go see any of the ones that are coming up?
Yeah, actually. This Sunday after Pride, there's one called Mala Mala, which I'm really interested in watching. It's about the transgender community in Puerto Rico.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's really nice. Like,
Do we know the kind of storyline of it? What's it about?
Actually, I'm going in there mostly blind, to be honest. Like, I do know a few names who are supposed to be in the film due to stuff like Drag Race and so on. But, like, I'm not really sure about what's going to be going on. But I know it's probably going to be really interesting since the Puerto Rico trans scene is very interesting.
Yeah, cool. And that's on because I mean there's lots of films going on, isn't there?
Yeah.
But that particular one, Mala Mala, did you say?
Yeah, Mala Mala.
That's on this Sunday.
This Sunday, 3:30, the Watershed.
Ah, cool.
Yeah, and talking of the roller derby, they've got at Pride they've got the roller skating, haven't they?
Yes. Yes. Yes, so you can have your own roller derby, mate.
Oh my gosh.
Come on, John, I'm up for
the
challenge.
They'll have the roller skates this year?
It's supposed to be on this year, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know they have tried in previous years and they had issues with the ground, so it didn't make it, but that's all been sorted this year.
Okay.
So that should be quite cool fun. You can have your own roller derby with your mates.
Okay, I definitely need to like get my wristband for the discount.
When you get your pedalling done, you can go and have a skate around.
Oh my gosh, they're like trying to get us to like lose weight. Nah.
And am I correct in saying that you've also found a certain market that's on this weekend as well?
Yes, it's an alternative market.
Yeah.
It's an alternative market down at OMG starting from 2:30.
All right.
Yes, and it has a lot of alternative things.
Cool, what's it called?
Swamp.
Ah, cool.
Yes, £3 entry.
Yeah, they've got some nice shoes down there.
Nice shoes, are they?
Yeah. I bought some there. They're 6-inch heels, you know.
Yeah, some nice belts as well.
Southwest Alternative Marketplace, I believe it stands for, doesn't it?
Yes.
So that's at OMG. It's £3 to get in, is it? I didn't know that. I thought it was free.
I think, yes. And I think they're also having a training workshop to begin with as well.
Right. Cool.
Yes.
Cool, excellent. So you'll have to come back next week and tell us how all the cycling went and what Mala Mala was like and the like.
Yes, I will. Ooh, see me in like 24 times 7 hours.
Yeah, and I want to see the pirouettes and the roller skate.
we will be social mediaing on the day, so we'll send someone along with a camera with the two of you. Take some photos when you're roller skating or something, shall we? Get them up on Facebook.
I'll just take the photo while I'm skating.
Cool, thank you very much, John.
No problem.
This is Justin Utley, and you're listening to Shout Out.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
And of course, Mr. Utley will be at Pride this year. This year's Bristol Pride 2015 kicks off on the 3rd of July, with a week's worth of events, including the Queer Film Festival, the Comedy Night, plus many more. We're even seeing the return of the Dog Show this year. It all culminates on the 11th of July with a massive great party taking place in Castle Park. Confirmed acts on the main stage include Nikki French, Ryan Dolan, Bucks Fizz, Tina Cousins and Heather Small. Whether you're stuck at home or plan to come join us on the day, tune in to BCFM 93.2 because Shout Out will be broadcasting from midday all the way through to when the main stage closes.
The event is free, but why not perk it up a bit with a day supporter wristband for just a fiver? They give you great discounts throughout Pride, including money off at the bars and food stalls on the day.
Or better still, get a day and night supporter wristband for just 15 quid, which will give you all that plus free entry to the evening event at the Queen's Shilling and free or discounted entry to other partner Pride events. For all the Pride details and how to support this great week of events, visit pridebristol.co.uk.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Spectrum, say my name. Lovely summery track that was. Last year, I think. Was it? Or was it year before?
Year before.
So it's a Florence and the Machine.
Very danceable.
Yeah. So have you heard the original that wasn't remixed? It's very different from that one. So. Anyway, let's get some news headlines.
This is Shout Out News on Thursday, the 9th of July.
The New Scientist was amongst academic magazines to welcome the recent US Supreme Court decision to legislate for marriage equality. The magazine, which is the UK's widest read science publication, has long argued that there is no scientific basis for hostility towards sexual or gender minorities. In their analysis of the decision, the journal said that the Supreme Court had not ruled that sexual orientation is what is termed a suspect class, that is, a characteristic one is born with, such as race. The New Scientist explained that some LGBT activists argue for a genetic basis of sexual orientation, believing that this confers greater validity to equality's arguments. The magazine said that not all scientists have this opinion, but that it is irrelevant to gaining equality because human rights should not be dependent on any genetic component.
The human rights activist Peter Tatchell published a new essay this week urging the government to think carefully about how it is dealing with the threat of extremist radicalisation by religious fundamentalists. He says that the slide towards authoritarian solutions, like banning radical preachers from television broadcasts, is the wrong approach and will not protect the public in the long term. Instead, he advocates comprehensive diversity and equalities education starting in schools. He surmises, if schools can successfully inculcate liberal, humanitarian values, pupils will be much less likely to later succumb to extremist propaganda. His full essay is at the Peter Tatchell Foundation website.
London-based music trio Years and Years have broken through to mainstream success after being hailed as one of the BBC's Sounds of 2015. Lead singer Ollie Alexander has spoken about the group's debut album, which is launched this week. He says that it is a shame that more bands do not acknowledge same-sex relationships with the use of the pronoun he in songs when singing about lovers. He has sought to redress this issue in several of the tracks on the new album, which is called Communion. The album will be released tomorrow, Friday the 10th of July.
Sainsbury's has been criticised for covering up a gay magazine with a modesty board right next to a copy of FHM featuring a woman in a bikini. The policy has been enforced for some time, with the two top-selling gay men's titles, Attitude and Gay Times, both affected. The supermarket chain has said that it keeps the titles that are covered up in the magazine racks under review. Some internet users felt that gay magazines had been lumped in with heterosexual lads magazines like Nuts and Loaded after a campaign by the internet group Mumsnet. But there was also speculation that religious groups might be lobbying for gay magazines to be classed as sexualized content. In the 1990s, Sainsbury's was criticised after a Gay Times investigation found that the Sainsbury family's religious trust had passed money to fringe organisations that had claimed to be able to convert gay people to heterosexuality.
Police are investigating an allegation that pro-Palestinian activists invaded the London Pride March and attempted to intimidate a group of Jewish gay people. The activist group, Campaign Against Anti-Semitism, said that witness statements have been taken by the police and added, "We are pleased that the police are taking seriously this hijacking of the London Pride Parade by a small group of people who targeted LGBT Jews for abuse." There has yet been no response from LGBT groups who support the Palestinian side in the Israel and Gaza conflict. LGBT groups have sometimes been dragged into the tensions around the issue. And there have been allegations that pro-Palestinian activists have been quick to resort to homophobia.
The US Department of Justice has ruled that trans students have the right to use the appropriate facilities for their gender. The Gloucester School District in Virginia voted to ban trans students from using appropriate bathrooms, instead forcing them to use the toilets of their biological gender. The Department of Justice has since ruled that not allowing trans students access to the appropriate facilities would be considered sex discrimination. The decision has been widely praised by trans activists, but prompted considerable debates on some unmoderated news wires.
And a US footballer celebrated her team's win against Japan in the World Cup by running over and kissing her wife. Forward Abby Wambach sprinted to her wife's spot in the stands for a celebratory kiss after the United States 5-2 win against Japan. Some newspapers have remarked that the moment of the kiss, which was greeted by cheers from the crowd, shows how the United States has changed to become a much more tolerant place in recent weeks. Meanwhile, letters in the urban free paper, The Metro, have warmly welcomed the coverage of this year's World Cup in women's football and has said there is a growing awareness and celebration of the women's game.
For these news stories and more, check out the website at shoutoutradio.org.uk.
For Shoutout News, this has been Matthew Tosh
and Lucy Potter.
Shout Out News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
Another bit of news for you guys as well. I don't know if you spotted, but Ryan Dolan very sadly won't be joining us for Pride.
Oh, I did hear. Yeah, that's a shame.
Yeah, he tweeted his grandma's very sadly passed away. So, our hearts are with you, and hopefully we'll see you next year. You never know.
There's always next year.
Always next year. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
Right, stay with us. You're listening to Shout Out. Coming up, we're going to be finding out what happened at the launch of Pride, as well as who got a little bit wet at the dog show.
The Shout Out podcast.
Radioactive by Imagine Dragons. Wonderful song there. Got one of the oddest videos ever.
Gosh,
what
the oddest lyrics.
Yeah, it is. It got used a lot for promoting games. But the video's actually got lots of puppets in it, and it's all weird. Check it out on YouTube, Imagine Dragons and Radioactive. So now, of course, when we think Pride, we quite often forget that there's a lot else that goes on. Just think about the day, because it's the biggest thing of all, and everyone knows it. There's a big festival that goes on in the park, don't they?
But but there's been a build-up all the way sort of... Well,
for a week and a bit, actually.
Well, even
it?
Before then, there's been the Pride quizzes, the Pride Club nights.
Oh, the fundraisers. Yeah. Well, every year they do a Pride launch party. Mitch was at it this year. This is a lovely report. She does a really good job at this. Have a listen to this. This is what happened.
This is Mitch McMorrow, and I'm at the 1930s themed Pride launch. We've just been witnessing some fantastic cabaret. I'm here with Darren, one of the organisers for Pride. Hi, Darren.
Hi, good evening.
How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. I'm feeling very busy in myself, but I'm here having a beer, so I'm having a little bit of time off, I suppose, but so I'm really enjoying this evening.
Let's just talk about Pride for a minute. What would you say about, is it just a big party, or is there something more to it than that?
Oh, there's definitely more to it. I would say that Pride has never been just a party. That's something we've always been very strong about. Obviously, Pride is a celebration of community. It's a celebration and an opportunity to raise visibility of the community that we have here in Bristol. But you have to remember that Pride is deep-rooted in its history, and the original Prides were a protest, and I think that still remains today. Our Pride March is our opportunity to shout loudly and proudly as we march through the city to fight for equality. And although we do have great rights, things are still not great. You know, we've come a long way, but there's still a long way to go. So I think, it's a mix of both.
we have got to remember the global effect of us having a pride should maybe be an inspiration for others.
I definitely think so. You know, we do a lot of work with other prides around the world. Budapest Pride, for example, we've done a lot of work with them, helping them. We've written to their government to show them what we do here when their pride was banned. So it was a great opportunity for us to kind of say, this is what we do, and this is why it's important, and this is why you should allow Budapest Pride to happen. Just this week, you know, we've seen what happened in Istanbul. That is a stark reminder to us all that actually, even though that pride has been going on for about 8 years and been allowed to happen, all of a sudden, overnight, they were just told it was banned, couldn't happen. And then all of a sudden, rubber bullets and water cannons. So we have to remember it's not great around the world for our brothers and sisters. And when we march on Saturday for Bristol Pride, we are marching for people around the world, but also to combat things on our own doorstep. Hate crime in the city, numbers are increasing. So we need to combat that.
Thank you, Darren.
Go and speak to our beautiful people. Everyone's made a real effort tonight and they're looking fabulous. I'm really pleased. It's a great kickstart for Pride Week.
I've just witnessed a spectacular little burlesque act. What's your name?
Rebecca.
Thank you for showing us your little booty.
You're welcome.
So how did you get involved in burlesque?
It's quite a recent phenomenon. I've got a background with dance and then I studied art at university and performance art. So it's kind of a blend of the two, really. So yeah, this is my first actual performance today.
Thank you. We're honoured at the Pride launch and we'll remember your little gold bowler hat. Thank you, Rebecca.
Thanks.
Hi, I've just stumbled across some more fabulous looking women in their 1930s outfits. Hello, what's your name?
My name is Kath.
I'm Geneva.
What did you think of the last couple of acts here?
Really quite interesting and yeah, I enjoyed them.
Yeah, it was cool. There were some stunning ladies up there, so yeah, it's all fun.
Are you going to more events this week?
Oh, absolutely. You will see me there on the 11th with my super supporter ticket.
I am going. I may not be a super supporter, but I am definitely going. I will be there. I bought the cheapo ticket, but you know.
That's fantastic, buying tickets, because as you know, Pride doesn't get much funding and stuff like that.
It helps support Pride. If people don't support Pride, then it won't go ahead. So it's important to put some money in the coffers.
What role does Pride play now for people?
Well, it gives people a chance to celebrate who you are, you know, and a chance to party at the same time.
What do you think about the message it sends to other countries?
I think it shows that diversity and equality are important and should be celebrated and embraced.
Thank you very much for your comments. Enjoy your rest of your evening, lady.
And you, my dear. Happy Pride.
Happy Pride. I'm here with the lovely Freddie, one of the other organisers of Bristol Pride.
Hi, hello. Freddie. Hello. Thank you for coming. Thank you.
What a fantastic cabaret we just had.
So we had BMCC, which is Bristol Musical Comedy Club, who did the main act, so they did all 8 songs. They're a fantastic group. They do shows throughout the year, worth looking up on Facebook. And the lovely Fraulein La-di-da, she's an amateur burlesque, just loves doing it, wanted to get involved, and I think she was fantastic. I mean, it's not my cup of tea, but she was just brilliant.
I can see something exciting happening. What's happening here, Freddie?
So we got the Bristol Swing Festival setting up. They're going to do a demo and then they're going to get everyone involved in a bit of swing dance. I think I might have to sit it out because when my limbs go, I knock everything over. Drinks will be flying. They're there on Bristol Pride Day itself. They'll be doing some demos and performances and getting people involved on Pride Day itself as well.
Well, gosh, that was exhausting. Can I ask you? Hang on a minute. What's your name?
David.
Hi, David. You just did a lovely performance.
Thank you
and
very much.
Can you just give me the full description of what you've just done?
So we were doing Lindy Hop, also called swing dancing, and it's a dance that dates from the 30s and 40s. We did a quick demo, and then we taught people a quick class, and we've now got a floor full of people dancing.
Yeah, myself and my partner, we've had a little go there, so you'll have to excuse all the buckets of sweat that are pouring down. How long have you been doing it, Dave?
About 15 years.
You make it look so easy, of course, and it goes with the theme for the Pride launch as well.
Exactly.
I'm speaking to one of the performers outside of the Pride launch event. Hello.
Hello.
And what's your name?
Lydia.
Hi, Lydia. You did some really hot number there, didn't you?
The audience was amazing. I love their energy, and they're just really kind and nice, and everyone's just up for a good time, and that's what it's about, people enjoying themselves at Pride.
So what are you looking forward to on the Pride Day?
I heard that Bucks Fizz is here. Is that true? Is that a rumour?
It's not a rumour.
Oh my goodness. Making your mind up. I'm going to be there, front row, and I might bring a little skirt to rip off. I don't know.
Hello, Ian. You've just done some fantastic cabaret there. Who's the troupe you're with?
We're called BMCC Productions, which is Bristol Musical Comedy Club. And usually you can find us doing full-scale musicals at the Redgrave Theatre. But we've put this special, talented little group together to come along and support Pride and entertain the masses here today.
And you all look absolutely fabulous. What are you looking forward to for Pride next week?
I'm just looking forward to spending some time with some really good friends, relaxing. Fingers crossed it'll be a really good day, really sunny. Everyone will be really having a really good time. That's why I love going.
Can I join your comedy group, please?
There's an entrance fee, so if you pay me that, I can see what I can do.
Yeah. How much is that going to be? Oh, sorry, I'm still recording. I was speaking to this a group of people. We were just having a discussion about the role of Pride. So do you think that having a Bristol Pride is a really good message to send out to the LGBT community in other countries?
I do think that there is very much a relevance to marching, and I think as long as gay people in any part of the world are treated as second-class citizens, then there is always a rationale for marching.
Is it just an excuse for a party?
Well, we definitely have a party, there's no doubt about that. And that's not an excuse, it's a celebration, and a celebration is positive. It's important to have positive events to go to that are for LGBTQ people and their friends and their family, because sometimes people think that it's a niche and it's a small community. But for every LGBTQ person out there possibly is a brother, a sister, a mother, a father, an auntie, an uncle. The community is massive, and that's what we work on here at Pride. It's about building a community, putting on events, showing films, theatre pieces, comedy, that look at, that scrutinise, that celebrate, that satirise LGBT culture and community. And that's very positive. People are still coming out. And some people are fortunate with they have liberal parents, say, or siblings, where it's fine, you know, maybe their journey is a simple one, and that's a really positive and good thing. But that is not always the case. And for every person that maybe has an easy journey, there's probably 10 or 15 that don't. And it's important to be visible, to show that there are these places, that there are adults and people with lives that are working, that are professionals, that are successful, that are creating their own families. It's incredibly important. I feel very passionate about the need for Pride. Can't stop me now, then you can do the same. Yeah. What have you done today to make you feel proud? It's never too late to try. What have you done today to make you feel proud?
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Cece Peniston and F. I. Lee. Yeah. Most well known for that wonderful show, Priscilla.
I know, brilliant show.
Yeah, stage show is really good as well.
I know.
Well, second night
is on us there.
Yeah, you said you got dragged up to do the line dancing.
I did.
It took me ages to realise when they were miming at the beginning, there were actually girls on wire above them singing.
Oh, okay. I was quite close to the front, so I could see.
Oh, right. Well, you know the way they mime. I mean, it was like Jason Donovan, like, we're miming at the front. I didn't realise the singing was still live, and it was these beautiful ladies hanging on wires above them, actually belting these numbers out.
I know.
So, if it comes, it's bound to come around to Bristol again, so if it does, it's well worth going to see. So, just like going to the dog show is well worth doing as well.
Yeah, you got wet, didn't you?
Well, I didn't go this year. I went last year and took my little dog Teaser along, bless her. And it was kind of like the first time they'd done it and it was new. But so many people turned up. So they made it a bit bigger this year. I caught up with Freddie when I went and bought my wristband, and he said, unfortunately, it rained a little bit. But if you were there, we might well have caught up with you. Have a listen.
Who let the dogs out? Hoot, 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 hoot. Who let the dogs out?
I'm Matthew, and this is Zolly. He's just about to eat your wireless cable.
And he's got a very long, whippy tail as well. Is he going into the waggiest tail, perhaps?
Yeah, we'll enter waggiest tail as well. Sometimes he can give you a bit of whiplash if he gets too excited with that tail.
Hi, Julia. What's your dog called?
Dilly.
And has Dilly won any categories?
Not won, no, but she's competed.
She's absolutely gorgeous. Look at her little face. Oh my goodness, this is just cuteness personified, isn't it?
What, me or the dog?
Or both.
I'm with Nathan from Shoutout, and you brought your little Poochie down with you as well.
I brought little Louis. He's a little bit nervous of everything. He's never really been into the centre before, plus not around so many dogs, but he's quite enjoying himself.
I think he's probably the tiniest Poochie that's here, isn't he?
Yeah, and he's 1 year old, so this is as big as he's going to get. Oh. He's a pug chihuahua, so...
Is he going into the competition at all, or is he just a spectator?
He's going in for loveliest coat, most beautiful eyes, and pup you want to take home.
The rain is pouring down, cooling off the doggies. Poor old Darren. He's just been soaked. Oh, there's a beautiful pug going past. Oh, my goodness, these dogs. There's lots of gay-looking dogs here with their rainbow collars and everything. Oops, it's all being called off just for a moment. Just for a moment. Just here with Paul from the Queen Shillin. Hi, Paul.
Hi, good to see you.
Enjoying the weather? I know it's just started to rain, hasn't it? It's awful.
Yeah, just as we get here, it starts to rain. It's a bit of a shame, really.
It's probably here to cool the doggies off. And may I say, your dog is just absolutely adorable. What's his name?
Oh, thank you. Riley. He's lovely. Yeah, we've got two here. Tango's the bigger one.
Tango and Riley. And then there's another little spaniel there in the corner. What's the spaniel's name?
Lester.
Hello, Lester. Lester looking at beautiful. Well, Riley is one of my favourites to win.
Oh, thank you. Well, we need to put him in now. We'll just wait for this rain to stop and then we'll get him in. So enter him for something, hopefully. Raindrops are falling
on my head. I'm here with Freddie Dorr. Freddie, this is your baby, or I should say puppy, really.
My puppy,
it?
Yeah.
It's been going fantastic. There's hundreds of people here, aren't there?
Yeah, I'm so pleased with the turnout. We've had really great people, so many dogs here, all different sizes and shapes. It's wonderful.
And of course, right in the middle of the competition, the heavens have opened, but it hasn't dampened anybody's spirits, has it?
No, everyone's hiding under our tents by the pub. Everyone's still hanging around waiting for us to start again. It looks like the rain is already easing off. So we'll be able to carry on with the next rounds.
And apart from having my headphone cable eaten, all the dogs have been pretty well behaved today, haven't they?
It's been really nice. On their leash, all been behaving, not too noisy, just really nice dogs.
I've got a feeling this is going to become a very popular event for Pride, both this year and in the future, isn't it?
Yeah, it was our first one last year and it was just so popular. We had to do it again bigger and better this year and we'll just keep on doing that. We'll order better weather for next year, though.
Well, yes, let's hope so. Well, what a fantastic start to Pride Week. Thanks so much, Freddie. I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining
because I'm free. We still got a few dedicated dogs here, so we might just go on and do our favourite round, which is dog that the judges would most like to take home. So if all dogs here want to take part in that, they come up, give us a cuddle, say hello, and then we'll hand out some ribbons and the last rosettes.
Well, I'm here now with Megan from Platinum Pet Care, and you're sponsoring the event today.
Yeah, we've sponsored the Bristol Pride Dog Show today. We're providing goodie bags for everybody, first, second and third winners. They've got a few treats in there, local companies that they can use, a pet photographer, they've got dog groomers and lots of information about local Bristol pet businesses.
Lots of fantastic prizes then, that's great.
Yeah, lots of goodies.
Is this something you'd be prepared to do every year, do you think?
Well, without doubt, it's a really good day. We like sponsoring Pride. We like... Someone giving their £2 a third, but no, it's been a fantastic day. Shame about the rain, but if the rain stops, hopefully it'll be a...
Well, it's not too bad, it's just spitting a little bit, but the dogs don't mind anyway,
they're
do they?
They're not bothered at all, they're absolutely all quite happy parading around.
Thanks so much for talking to us, and let's look forward to seeing who wins those lovely prizes you're putting up.
In third place, we've got Bo with a beautiful face. And in second place, Bailey for being the most unique dog I've seen today. And in first place, the grand winner is Percy the Pug.
Hello, your dog won a prize.
Yes, she has.
And what's her name?
Willow.
And what prize did she win?
first. The veteran.
Oh,
yes.
So how old is she if she's a veteran?
We reckon she's about 14. We've only had her since November.
Oh,
we rescued her. Very... She's blind.
Oh, she's blind as well. And she's been pushed around in a very posh pink pram here.
I know.
Congratulations on the winning first prize.
Thank you.
Hello, what's your name?
I'm Gerald.
Gerald, and what's your pooch's name?
Murphy.
Murphy?
Yeah, look at him.
And you're holding a very pretty rosette there.
Oh, second.
That's for Murphy, not you, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Right, okay. And I've got a first prize winner with me here. Hello, what's your name?
Natasha.
And your little furry friend?
This is Percy, the pug.
And Percy's a he, I take it,
Percy's
is he?
Percy's a he,
and,
yep.
And what's he just won first prize for?
He's won first prize for dog that you'd most like to take home.
He's very cute.
He is. He does know it as well.
And very
though.
Wet at the moment as well.
Not so happy about that.
Oh, never mind. Well, congratulations,
Thank
though.
You.
You've got a lovely first rosette there
Thank you.
I'm never going to stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
This year's Bristol Pride 2015 kicks off on the 3rd of July, with a week's worth of events, including the Queer Film Festival, the Comedy Night, plus many more. We're even seeing the return of the dog show this year. It all culminates on the 11th of July with a massive great party taking place in Castle Park. Confirmed acts on the main stage include Nikki French, Ryan Dolan, Bucks Fizz, Tina Cousins and Heather Small. Whether you're stuck at home or plan to come join us on the day, tune in to BCFM 93.2 because Shout Out will be broadcasting from midday all the way through to when the main stage closes.
The event is free, but why not perk it up a bit with a day supporter wristband for just a fiver? They give you great discounts throughout Pride, including money off at the bars and food stalls on the day.
Or better still, get a day and night supporter wristband for just £15, which will give you all that plus free entry to the evening event at the Queen's Shilling and free or discounted entry to other partner Pride events. For all the Pride details and how to support this great week of events, visit pridebristol.co.uk.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Steve Grand. I keep wanting to say Steve LeGrand. That's someone completely different. But Steve Grand, that's an all-American boy. Lovely, lovely song.
Do you like him, Andy?
What gives you that impression?
Well, your eyes light up when you say his name,
you
see?
I'll give you a clue. Go on YouTube and look at the video and see if you like him too.
I don't know, Steph, maybe we should go look and see if we like him. What do you reckon?
Maybe. Yeah. What do you reckon the odds are?
He is very cute. I like that. That's not. He's got a newer song than that one, but that one's just, it's really kind of cool. So, I think Phil Lyons has even played it on the country show that follows us here on BCFM afterwards.
Oh, you can kind of see that, yeah. It's got a bit of kind of feel to it.
Well, he's very famous because he's one of the only openly gay country and western singers in America. Song is all about falling in love with his best mate who's straight, who he can't have. And it's actually more emphasised when you see the video, because they actually, you know, him and his best mate do actually play the parts and play the whole thing out in the video. And it's a really sweet song with a really sad ending, because obviously he can't go out with his best mate, but he does end up with him being accepted by his friends.
And his best friend does know that he fancies him like hell.
Yeah, and he kind of like, you know, hugs him and is like, you know, you're my best mate, etc. But, you know, I'm still straight, this is my girlfriend, but we're still going to be best mates, come and join us. And they all sit around the barbecue, and it's really nice. So anyway, people, I should say who's in here. Natalie's hiding in the background at the moment with a cup of coffee, but Lucy's here, Matthew's here, and Steph's here.
You nearly forgot me.
I know.
You got your badge.
Awful, wasn't it?
You got your badge with your name around the badge.
Who the hell are you? Sat there
who
by
are
me.
You? Just walked in.
Steph just sits around for long enough, and eventually
that's true. Yeah, just become part of the show.
Everyone that's here, plus an awful lot more, are going to be joining us on Saturday at Bristol Pride for certainly Shout Out's biggest outside broadcast that we ever do. It's huge, isn't it? And of course, for some people like Lucy, it's going to be first time as well.
Yeah, I'm very nervous.
It's good fun.
Be nice to
it's
me.
Great fun.
Be
so
nice to me.
We'll be gentle.
Yeah.
Oh, we're live at two, me and you.
Yes, we are. Yes.
Well, we should actually, before that, we are live, as in Shout Out is live, midday.
Yes.
We will probably be phoning into the breakfast show from the March, which, in case you haven't heard, has been brought forward. It's 10:45. It's leaving, not the advertised 11 o'clock. From? It's going from Queen Square. They're asking everyone to gather between 10:15 and 10:30, with a view to kicking off at 10:45. I think it's so people leave at 11.
Okay.
But they're saying it's now 10:45. So if you are taking part in the march, get there and make sure you're ready to go at 10:45.
Do not be late.
Right. No. Longer march this year. It was going all the way through the centre and all the way around the back and into the back of Castle Park. A lot longer.
Awesome.
And then, of course, the main stage kicks off at midday and we'll be kicking off. We've got Ben. Ben's coming back, who you may remember started with Shout Out and now has his own Sunday brunch show here on BCFM. We're broadcasting on BCFM all day 93.2. We're also simulcasting with Pirate Nation Radio. So if you're outside of the FM area and you want to tune in, you can also do that. You can get to that by going to the Shout Out's website and clicking on the listen link there. And Ujima are even going to be joining us. Some of their presenters are coming down and Ujima will be taking a feed between 6 and 8, and some of their presenters will be on air live with us as well.
Nice one, Ujima.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And hopefully we'll be covering as much of the stage as we can, giving you travel info and talking to as many of the guests after they performed and all that kind of stuff. Should be great fun, shouldn't it?
And some of the punters. Talking to some of the punters. People there punters. As well.
Like that. What do you call punters at a festival?
Roving reporters.
Yeah, festival goers. I
in
call
our
them
t-shirts.
Punters.
With our press passes and our recorders. Watch
yeah,
out.
Yeah, snicking all the fish.
Yeah, you'll see us wandering around. So don't be frightened if we come to see you.
Grab the opportunity.
Yes, or grab something.
Well,
I'll trust you.
You mean a microphone, Steph?
Yes,
a microphone.
Exactly what I had in mind, Matthew.
Oh,
exactly.
Steph, our hour is going to be so much fun. I am looking forward to
it. In case you didn't hear it earlier, very sadly, Ryan Dolan, who is on the schedule, is not going to be there. Our thoughts are with him. His grandma has passed away, so he's had to cancel, unfortunately. But plenty of big acts, and of course, it all ends with Heather Small from M People. I'm not going to do an impression because I'm rubbish at doing an impression.
Oh, and don't forget to get your wristband. You can get it tomorrow in the pop-up shop at,
in Cabot. Yeah, I've got mine
right next door to Starbucks. Yeah, went in there today.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's free travel on the buses in the inner zone.
Yes, very much worth it. So, anyway, that's it for this week. As I said, we will be back live from midday on Saturday with full coverage of this year's Bristol Pride.
Yes, the whole team will be there. So catch us on BCFM 93.2 and simulcast Pirate Nation Radio.
I will say we'll then be back to normal next Thursday. I'm not thinking about Thursday. I'm too busy thinking about Pride. But have a great day. Don't forget your suntan lotion. Don't forget your water bottles. Don't forget everything. And tune in 93.2 FM. We will catch you on Saturday. Say bye-bye, team.
Yep, look forward to
bye.
It.
Bye.
Bye.
Shout out. LGBT radio for you.